Morning Pensacola, Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Girl, I was made for you. Girl, you were made for me.
Commissioner May, do you have, did you want to have a discussion on this before we vote or have a comment?
Mr. Chairman, you know, and I'm certainly supporting Commissioner Bender and Commissioner Berry, a very unfortunate situation. And I don't, Mr. Chairman, have a desire to be a part of a pension or nor a retirement, but I certainly am not going to. There was a 3.5-4 year absence of what would have been a contribution that would have went. I'm certainly not seeking any interest or anything, but certainly will not close the door on seeking the small amount that would have been placed in my retirement in those 3.5 years that nothing was put there.
So the ongoing conversation about what used to be the 401A and the retirement plan that commissioners were in, that at one point had both Lumen May and Stephen Berry asking for nearly $250,000 in back pay for them not realizing that there was a very lucrative option they didn't choose to be in, that Robert Bender had chosen to be in. Remember that? Remember that? $250,000. You, taxpayer, owe me because I didn't understand the situation. Now, that's not what this is, but this was kind of the eventual follow-on to all of that. They were voting on about a $300,000 payment, most of which to former Commissioner Robert Bender, now Supervisor of Elections, $292,000 for him and $26,000 for Stephen Berry, for kind of the match portion of them being able to buy back into the Florida retirement system. I will be honest, I have tried to digest all the details of this, and I don't feel like I have a complete grasp of it, so I may say some things that are inappropriate or inaccurate. This, although I thought the $250,000 was outrageous, possibly even illegal, outrageous that they tried to do that, and that never came to a vote. I wish it had. But, you know, all of the subsequent bickering over the 401A and are they or are they not entitled and all the money that this has cost the board, I don't really have a big objection on this one. Again, I don't feel like I may be wrong, but it seems to me like this is a bill given to them by the state. The county maybe had some option in this, but essentially this is them buying back in for other things that were disallowed, and it doesn't bother me so much. But the conversation was very interesting, and that's why I wanted to share this with you, because where this conversation went, I think reveals some people maybe more than it reveals some facts. Okay, so that's why I'm sharing with you. Before I get to the rest of that, I do want to let you know that we got texts in that people were hearing this really loud whistling sound in Pace, and they were concerned. The county put out a press release early this morning. A steam line was tripped at the Energy Center off of Sterling Way, causing a loud noise to be heard in many places along Pea Ridge, Pace, and Milton. Pace and Avalon Fire Departments responded, determined there was no emergency, and a shelter-in-place order was never issued. So no worries, no concerns, no fears, but that's what's going on, you know, and we always like to tell you as much as we can if we know what's happening. All right, back to this conversation about the retirement funds that the county commission was voting to authorize. Mike Kohler.
No. So
by the way, Lumen May's comment, he was not a part of this deal. And what he's saying is, I know I'm not a part of this deal, but, you know, if you want to give me some money, seriously, that's what he was saying. It's kind of amazing, but okay.
No. So what are you asking, Commissioner? Are you asking for us?
I'm asking for the considerations for whatever would have been put in those years that I was absent to be put upon consideration to be giving back to me that would have been placed into the retirement.
Money. I want money. If you see fit to grant it, I would like to have it. It's not up for debate right now, but I sure would like it.
Alice, is that legal? Do we have an amount, Cody?
Not a part of this item. That is not a part of this item. He is not electing to be in FRS.
Absolutely not.
But the pension plan, right?
He is in the FRS investment plan, but he is not doing. These two gentlemen are pursuing what's called prior service through FRS. These amounts have been invoiced by DMS. That is not what he is saying he is doing. He's asking for something outside of the FRS DMS world that is not a part of this particular item.
And so she's like, I'll talk to him. That's not what this is about. this is a past due bill. This has nothing to do with that. I'm not really sure why he's talking about this right now, except that, you know, he wants the money, which, you know, look, Stephen and Robert want the money too, but, you know, slightly different situation because of what they have opted for. We'll come back to this in a second. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. I-10 westbound as you approach I-110 over the ramp right there that gets you down to I-110. From an earlier accident, we're still seeing backups in that area, so be prepared for that. Also, Davis Highway southbound headed toward Olive Road. Seeing some delays there. Highway 29 in front of Kingsfield Road, right there with Tate High School and 10 Mile. Seeing some delays southbound. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Hey, if you're 64 turning 65, you're going to be converting over onto Medicare, and that might create a little apprehension, a little uncertainty. You have questions. Understandable. It's a whole different system from what you've probably done most of your life. Call Ricky Stewart. She's a good friend. Her whole family does insurance. She does this one slice of it. She helps people understand and get signed up over onto Medicare. You know, you might have questions about prescription drugs. You might have questions about supplement. You know, what is Advantage? Does that even exist anymore? I've heard this. Medicaid, what is that? How is that different? They're very similar sounding. What's the difference? She can answer all of that. Reasonable questions, no problem. She's helped so many people just like you, so many listeners who call her, and, oh, man, she's great, and she really is. 341-2185, or look her up online, insuredbyricky.com, Ricky Stewart Insurance. All right, back to this conversation about the retirement plans and basically the bill come due, pass due for the county to pay to essentially do their contribution for what the Robert Bender and Stephen Barry have done their version of paying the back due for what they were not eligible for the FRS during the time when the 401A was all in dispute. It's sort of roughly the terrain here. Again, I don't feel like I'm super into all the details, so apologies, but I don't have a real objection to this particular item the way I did absolutely have an objection to Lumen and Steven pursuing getting a $250, almost $1,000 back payment for them not understanding which plan they should have been in. This is different than that, I think. But okay, back to the conversation. Lumen May has also said, hey, what about me? And Allison says,
you cannot, there's not a vehicle by which somebody not buying into the pension plan, there's no vehicle under FRS rules to get prior service credit in the investment plan. That's not a possibility. What I think he is saying is that he wants to be considered for the possibility of something outside of the world of FRS for those 3.5 years when there were no contributions made on his behalf. That is not part of this item that's before you.
And what Lumen is saying is, I worked, I should get paid.
For 3.5 years, we labored and we worked. I'm not interested in going into the pension plan and certainly support my colleagues as they do, but I certainly expect that the dollar amount, which is a very small amount, candidly, that would have been placed in the account that was paid, that I'd be considered to get that, whether it goes in FRS.
Maybe I can get that some other way. And I don't know what the number would be. I don't know if he's talking about like Stephen Barry's 20,000, 26,000 or something, but, you know, I don't know. If he's not going to go into the plan, he doesn't get the money. Yeah, it seems to me. But, you know, I also get that he wants the money for, you know, retirement for what, you know, the work he did. There's Mike Kohler said he kind of agrees with that. We'll see if there's even a legal vehicle for it. This is where it got interesting. Okay. Simmering in the background is frustration between particularly Stephen Barry and Pam Childers, clerk of the court, and her representative at this particular meeting, Cody Lee, who's her attorney. That's going to become relevant information here in a second. So Ashley Hoffberger, who was not a part of any of this because she came on the board after all this was all, you know, like in the works.
So if they would have been in the program, the county and the taxpayers would not have been responsible for that 6.5.
I think that's a correct statement, yes.
So is there a way
we would have paid the principal amount. There would have been no extra 6.5% interest on top of
that. That's what Pam told me when I talked to her.
That's kind of, again, as I understand it, that's like penalty money, interest money. We wouldn't have had to pay that, but we're having to pay that now because we're coming later. Okay, is what she's talking about, I think.
Okay, Ashley, before you go, they also took back $30,000. My numbers, what's on the agenda is $29,000 for me. It took about $30,000 out of the 401A, which more than covers the interest. I paid my amount that I was told last summer, including the interest. And this bill, this invoice was invoiced initially in October of last year. So just to be clear, the public is in no way out anything net.
So he's trying to make it clear that, you know, they took more money than we're talking about now from me, and so paying it back. Again, pardon my ignorance on the subject. I've tried to understand. This might be interest owed, penalty money on the money from before. Again, just bear with me. That's not the relevant portion. This is where it becomes interesting.
To be clear, we were also told that if we didn't appeal the decision last summer and we elected to get into the pension and buy back our years of service and paid a bunch of money last summer within a certain time frame, that the bill would be paid when it came in, and that didn't happen. So here we are 10 months later, just and to be clear.
I just to speak to that, Commissioner.
That wasn't a question, Cody. Thank you.
Can I?
Well, I
can I speak?
Commissioner Barry, I support you on this.
With all due respect, I'm speaking to my colleague who had a question.
Yeah, no, I get you.
Wow. I was not talking to you. That was not a question for you. You have not been invited into this conversation. I'm not talking to you, Mr. Lee. I'm talking to my colleagues.
That sounds like when you talk to me. You're like, I did not invite you in this conversation, John.
Just to speak to that, Commissioner.
That still wasn't a question, Cody. Thank you.
Can I?
Well, I
can I speak?
Commissioner Barry, I support you on this.
With all due respect, I'm speaking to my colleague who had a question.
Yeah, no, I get you.
With no respect.
I support this, obviously, you know, as a four-way, but I'd like to bury this and move forward. And I think, Cody, I really...
Yes, sir. I had no interest in saying anything, to be clear. No, I mean, absolutely probably.
I know.
I had no interest
here,
in saying anything.
But I think you know that. It sounds like the board supports you, Commissioner Barry.
No, I don't want to talk about this at all, as a matter of fact, but here we are, okay? So, again, and then Cody, the attorney for Pam Childers.
A lot of people lived off the backs of the government.
I hope that, and I'm asking this gently, because I really hope the clerk and your staff move forward to this and we build a bridge and start moving forward. But I'll let you say something I think you wanted to.
Well, I mean, if I'm asked to join the conversation, I think I should
go ahead.
If I need to sign up to speak, I can do that.
No, no. Yeah,
like if I have to pretend to be a member of the public to talk, I could just do it that way.
Please say, I'm trying to be genuine here.
The time has passed. There was some history I was going to provide, but Commissioner Barry doesn't want that done. But again, if I'm asked to join the conversation, I think it's fair that I be allowed to speak. If the board wants me to sign up, I'll certainly do that.
Cody, I'm letting you speak. Please. I mean,
no, I think the moment's passed.
Then I'm going to let Steve Barry have the last. Cody and Steve talk about this here.
We've paid these.
This is a bit long, but you'll hear why I don't cut it. Okay.
We've paid these amounts previously. We paid Commissioner Benders, and DMS refunded it because they billed us wrong. We've paid the principal for Commissioner Barry. In the letters that they're called DMS demand letters, it talks about refunding Commissioner Barry's amount. And so I was speaking to Commissioner Barry, and at that time—
It talks about refunding my amount if you don't pay the remaining invoice. That is that's the only reference to refunding the amount, is if you don't pay the legal invoice. So, well, I mean, what you've implied over this period of time is that they're invoicing you illegally. That's what is implied, because you said you've got written emails that say we'll pay every legal invoice that comes in. Well, you don't pay these invoices, so they must be they're de facto illegal. I had no interest in having any of the discussion, Mr. Lee. That discussion was brought on to me, to be clear, as I think there was some unhappiness with the discussion not long ago, maybe last month. That was also an item the board didn't choose to hold. That was an item that was held for discussion by someone else. I had no interest in having this discussion tonight. I have an interest in what Commissioner Kohler said, which is moving forward in a civil way. That's it. But I'm not going to allow things to be said or myself to be questioned. I mean, as if I'm afraid to answer the questions, because I'm not. I've done exactly what I was told to do in the timely manner that I was told to do it, and have not been bargained with in good faith, but it's okay. Like I said, move forward civilly. That's what I'd like.
And the board voted 4-0 with Barry abstaining, because it's for his benefit, right? His $29,000. They voted 4-0 to approve it, and sometimes my job is just to share with you what happened. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
Sharing is caring.
Sharing is caring.
All right, if you're on I-10 westbound headed toward I-110, we're still seeing some delays from that earlier accident. Also, I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29, starting to see those construction congestion delays. And Avalon Boulevard southbound right before you get to I-10 are seeing just some minor delays. And if you're on 98 westbound, approaching the Garcon Point Bridge, we're seeing some delays there, about a 10 to 12 minute construction delay. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Here's today's Strength for Life.
What does it mean to be more than conquerors? Romans 8:37 says that in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Notice the word in all these things. Tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, peril, nakedness, and sword. Most of us feel like a conqueror before we get to the time of tribulation, not in those times. Or we feel like a conqueror after we get through a time of distress. Yet the text says in all these things. And the key phrase is through him that loved us. If you know the love of God through Jesus Christ, no circumstance of life can separate you from that love. Therefore, you can walk through this old world with a spiritual swagger and be fully persuaded that we are more than conquerors through him that loved us.
For more Strength for Life, check out our website at strengthforlife.church.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 a.m. Key Marine Center is sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. It's a dream team, so join them tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit Davis Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
Seminole fans. Your chance to win tickets to Florida State University home games is coming soon. Right here on News Radio 92.3.
Walking out the field today. Hi, what's your name?
My name's Bob Fibber.
Bob, what do you do?
I'm in artillery.
Thank you, Bob. Can we play anything for you?
Anything. Just play it loud, okay?
It's been a really, really messed up week. 7 days of torture, 7 days of bitter, and my girlfriend went and cheated on me. She's a California dime, but it's time for me to quit her. La la la.
Whatever. La
la la. Man, I loved that movie, Good Morning Vietnam.
We just watched that not that long ago. It's so funny. And you know, really, like, it's the first 20 minutes are really the funny part, and the rest of it's all the drama and the, you know, stuff. But anyway. 729 News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. David Wayne is in the newsroom this morning with our headlines. David?
Well, good morning. Alligator Alcatraz will be empty soon. That's what a state official wrote in an email to the South Florida Interfaith Community yesterday, saying it could be empty within a few days. A federal judge denied a request to keep it open yesterday. Amtrak is rolling out a new high-speed rail from Boston to Washington, D.C. today. The railroad says the new next-gen Acela will replace the existing Acela trains. I hope I'm saying that right.
It's fine by me.
And it's America's only high-speed rail service. The next-gen Acela has a top speed of 160 miles per hour.
I mean, what are your options here? Acela, Acela, Acela?
Yeah, I went through all of those, and I mean, Acela sounded silly. Best. Yeah. And, well, I know you're looking forward to this. Notable former prisoner at FPC Pensacola is headed back to TV. Todd and Julie Chrisley have somehow landed another reality show. The Chrisley's Back to Reality premieres on Labor Day.
Oh, thanks, the maker. Outstanding.
It picks up with Todd and Julie still in federal prison and follows their eventual pardons by President Trump.
What day, time, and channel should I look? Should I be worried to find something else to watch?
Lifetime on Labor Day.
Okay.
And the day after. It's a two-day special, don't you know?
2 days I got to look to watch something else. Okay, excellent. Thanks, David. Thanks.
Fox
News. I'm Gianna Gelosi. The FBI launching a hate crime investigation following a deadly shooting at a back-to-school Catholic mass in Minneapolis. Two kids were killed and 14 other kids and three parishioners hurt.
Here's what we know about the kids injured. They're between the ages of 6 and 15. One of them jumped on top of his friend to protect him in the middle of the shooting. Police say the gunman killed himself behind the church after firing dozens of rounds through the church windows.
And that's Fox's Nate Foy. 14 people are dead, 48 injured after a massive drone attack by Russia in Ukraine's capital city of Kyiv.
This comes as the U.S. leads an effort to broker a ceasefire. Ukraine has agreed to a three-way summit. Russia has not agreed to direct talks and appears opposed to post-war security concessions for Ukraine. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 7:31 at News Radio 92.3. Sunshine right now. Beautiful morning, 66 degrees here in Pensacola. Our forecast with Channel 3 on the way in just a few minutes. Manslaughter charges against three Crestview police officers were dismissed this week in connection with the 2021 death of Calvin Wilkes Jr. Officers Brandon Hardaway, William Johns, and Evan Reynolds had been indicted by an Okaloosa grand jury in June of 2022. Following the dismissal of charges, they'll return to work next month. Initially, they'll be on administrative duty while the police department conducts an internal review. The state attorney's office said additional evidence raised serious questions about the cause of Wilkes' death and concluded the evidence did not sufficiently prove criminal responsibility by the officers. Now, the city of Milton inviting residents to get involved in the community by serving on key city boards. There's current vacancies on two boards. First, the Board of Adjustment has one vacancy and four terms expiring in September. That board reviews zoning requests and variances. Next, the Historic Preservation Board has two terms that expire in September. They work to preserve Milton's historic buildings and neighborhoods. If you have an interest in planning, development, or local history, you're encouraged to apply. Applications are due by 4 p.m. September 8th. For more information, contact Milton's Public Information Office. The boot store in Escambia County asking for help identifying three people that stole over $1,000 in merchandise. That happened yesterday when the suspects entered the store and started shopping around just like regular customers, but were apparently hiding tools in their pockets that they used to cut security tags off of boots. Store management says they then put the boots on their feet and walked right out the door. Employees didn't know they were missing until they closed for the day.
Honestly, I would love for them to come back in and bring the boots back and explain why they did it. And of course, pay for them if they're willing to. If not, then they'll end up in jail.
And that's Assistant Manager Heather Desicaro, who talked with Channel 3. The store plans to double down on their security measures and add more security tags into their merchandise. Now, AAA's Tow2Go program is back this weekend. More from News Radio's Chris Bryan.
To ensure safer roads during the Labor Day holiday weekend, AAA is activating its Tow2Go program Friday through Tuesday morning. The program provides free, confidential rides for impaired drivers and their vehicles within a 10-mile radius. AAA officials say Tow2Go should only be used as a last resort when no other safe transportation options are available. Chris Bryan, News Radio, 92.3.
Thank you very much, Chris. Well, two people running a church in Michigan are accused of money laundering and human trafficking. One of them was arrested here in Florida. The U.S. Justice Department said yesterday Michelle Brannon was arrested in Tampa. David Taylor was arrested in North Carolina. And federal officials say the arrests were part of a nationwide takedown of a forced labor organization. Taylor and Brannon were with the Kingdom of God Global Church. They have call centers in Florida and in other states. Prosecutors say Brannon and Taylor forced their victims to work at the call centers without pay and as Taylor's personal servants. The alleged victims slept in the call center or in a ministry house and were not able to leave without permission. And failure to meet fundraising quotas allegedly led to abusive punishment, including physical assaults. Investigators estimate the church raised over $50 million since 2014. Taylor and Brannon used that money for personal items. 7:35 at News Radio 92.3, and John Pickens has our traffic on the fives.
That's right. Brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call them today for all your commercial and premium landscaping needs. No accidents to report to you right now, but if you're on I-10 westbound trying to figure out why you're slowed down trying to get onto I-110, from an earlier accident that happened, and traffic is backed up for a while there. Also, I-10 eastbound traffic is backed up all the way from Pine Forest to Highway 29. That's slow and go through that construction zone right now. Also, if you are on 98 westbound approaching the Garcelon Point Bridge, we're seeing about a 10 to 12 minute delay in that area. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Now our Channel 3 forecast.
We are going to be seeing a lovely day today with temperatures starting off in the 60s, getting into the 80s and eventually the 90s for your afternoon high. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 72. For Friday, 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, high near 88 degrees. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 74 degrees. Going into Saturday, 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms, high near 86. And by Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 72. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And right now we've got a beautiful morning. It's 67 degrees and sunshine. Our next news at 8 o'clock. We've got breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Best Buy topped Wall Street's fiscal second quarter revenue and earnings expectations. Yet the consumer electronics retailer stuck by its full year forecast, which it had cut in May. The company is contending with slower housing turnover, higher tariffs, and selective spending by shoppers. The White House said it has fired Susan Menares as director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention after she refused to resign amid pressure to change vaccine policy. The move sparked the resignation of other senior CDC officials. NVIDIA CEO Jensen Huang said there's a real possibility the company brings its advanced Blackwell processor to China as he urges the U.S. government to open up access for American chipmakers. The comments come after NVIDIA reported second quarter year-over-year revenue growth of 56% to $54 billion. Futures are currently mixed. Wednesday, the Dow Industrials gained 147, the NASDAQ up 45, the S&P 500 up 15. That's your money now.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. When it comes to safety, Subarus are all-star performers. In fact, the 2025 Subaru Ascent, Crosstrek, Forester, and Outback earned top marks with a 5-star overall vehicle score from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. And the Subaru Ascent has been an IIHS top safety pick for 8 years running. The Forester has been an IIHS top safety pick for 19 years running. And the Outback has been an IIHS top safety pick for 16 years running. All of which explains why the American Customer Satisfaction Index ranks Subaru number one in safety. Subaru, more of what you value most. Get special low rates on select new vehicles during the Subaru A Lot to Love event going on now through September 2nd at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola. For details, call 877-554-9791.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
You know those big banks where you're just an account number, where customer service is a chatbot, and hold music is your least favorite song? Yeah, we're not that. We're Penair Credit Union, local, member-owned, and actually built to work for you, with better rates, few, if any, fees, and service from people who know you by name. So why bank big when you can bank better? Visit penair.org to learn more. Federally insured by NCUA.
The Florida Bright Futures Scholarship isn't just about covering tuition. It can help you pursue your dreams at any Florida State University, community college, or eligible trade school. Whether you want to become a teacher, study engineering, learn a skilled trade, or start your own business, Bright Futures can help you achieve your goals. The best part? It's funded by the Florida Lottery, so when people play, students win. Visit floridabrightfutures.gov to learn more about your options, check your eligibility, and start your application. Your bright future starts here.
This message is brought to you by the Florida Lottery and the Florida Association of Broadcasters.
Want to score tickets to see Florida State take on Alabama on Saturday, August 30th?
It's time to tap the app with News Radio 92.3. Just download our News Radio Pensacola app, and from 5 a.m. to 5 p.m., you can enter for your chance to win. Each day you enter brings you one step closer to being in the stands for this epic battle on August 30th.
The winner will be announced live at 5:15 p.m. on Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin.
Just download our News Radio Pensacola app, then tap that app and get ready for game day with News Radio 92.3.
In the first week of classes at Annunciation Catholic School, an 8-year-old and a 10-year-old are dead.
We lost two angels today.
The FBI says 23-year-old Robin Westman opened fire through church windows where children and their teachers were praying during Wednesday morning mass.
Children were ducked down. Adults were protecting children. Older children were protecting younger children.
17 others, including 14 children, are wounded but are expected to survive.
My friend Victor, like, saved me, though, because he laid on top of me, but he got hit.
The FBI says the shooter, who graduated from Annunciation's grade school in 2017, acted alone and died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Officials are now working to find the shooter's motive.
Yeah, horrible story. We've all heard it, seen it, read about it. Just absolutely atrocious. ABC, this is from, I think this is ABC from last night, talking about, you know, what we've learned since then, sort of, you know, what about the murderer?
We're also aware of a manifesto that the shooter had timed to be released on YouTube.
Can I just pause? I just, the term shooter is so sanitary. It's a murderer. It's a mass murderer, right? I mean, just words mean things. And sometimes we accept use of language that doesn't properly capture the significance of a thing. I also, you know, tragedy is one. I don't like the word tragedy for when people do it. A tragedy is something that you kind of suffer through, you know, nature, or acts of God, whatever. An atrocity is when somebody does it. So this is not a tragedy. This is an atrocity. These words matter, in my opinion, anyway. But back to the manifesto.
This manifesto appeared to show him at the scene and included some disturbing writings.
Gun magazines shown in the videos list the names of 6 mass shooters, including Adam Lanza, the 2012 Sandy Hook Elementary School shooter, whom the suspect wrote they had a deep fascination with.
Yeah, I will be honest. You know how we don't cover suicide very much? Because the worry is that if you cover it, you normalize it, you make people think about it more, and the people who are vulnerable to committing it do it, okay? Which, by the way, I'm not sure I agree with that approach. I've long wondered whether that was the right approach or not, but that's been generally the practice. Every once in a while, of course, when I'm talking with the sheriffs, we do things differently, on purpose, frankly. And in this case, you know, all of the notoriety that we give to these murderers, you know, that's the tipping point value. That's the differentiator for other people who might not otherwise have even thought of doing such things. I'm not saying we shouldn't report the events, but we focus heavily on the perpetrator, heavily, and in this case, it was so heavily, talking about this, you know, he's transgender, his mom worked it there, and, you know, he graduated from there, and he bought the guns legally, and what kind of guns, and what messages of anti-Semitic or anti-Trump bile did he write on, you know, on his magazines, and, you know, what were in his manifesto, what were the things we are offering lunatics an opportunity to have fame. And some of them take the opportunity because we offer it. They would not if we didn't. You know, at one time, I've told this story before, so if you've heard it, I apologize. I'm not a big fan of repeating myself, but you know, I know as a parent, as an educator, you know, you're supposed to repeat yourself when it's important, but okay, here goes. I remember one time I stumbled into, it was a garage sale, I think, and I found a book. It was a Pennsylvania law book. It was all the laws of Pennsylvania in one book, you know, from like 1850 or something. I still have it at home. And I browsed through there, and it was a fascinating read because, you know, they had all kinds of things in there. And when it got to some of the sex crime stuff, you know, rape and incest and sodomy, I mean, it's pretty lurid stuff. There was a comment where the author said, "We are sympathetic to the concern that maybe we shouldn't even have these laws because merely having them gives people ideas." Just talking about deranged behavior, even in prohibiting it, might be enough to give people the idea that, oh, I hadn't even been thinking about that. There's the idea that making things taboo gives them a certain appeal, right? That that's makes them desirable. You know, I wasn't even considering that until you prohibited it. I wasn't even thinking about that until you mentioned it in the prohibition. And so what you know for sure is that if you commit one of these crimes, everybody will know who you are. They might hate you. But have you been on social media lately? Have you noticed that there are people on social media, allegedly real people in real life, and I can verify that some of them actually are, who seem to enjoy being hated? Right? You know the trolls are real. Don't feed them. Right? Okay, so if you know that otherwise relatively ordinary people seem to thrive on even being hated, a derangement that I cannot comprehend but is clearly true, then you know there are people who, well, if I can be hated a lot, at least they know who I am. My life had significance. We'll come back and talk about this in just a second. John Pickens has Traffic on the Fives. John?
Brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. No accidents to report to you right now, but if you are on I-10 westbound trying to get onto I-110, the ramp and subsequent past Davis is all backed up right now. Also, I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29, seeing some delays there through that construction zone. Highway 29 southbound, just south of 9 Mile Road, you're seeing about a 7 to 9 minute delay. And also 98 westbound as you approach the Garcon Point Bridge. Through that construction zone right there, we're seeing about a 10 to 12 minute delay in that area. I'm John Pickens with your Traffic on the Fives.
Thanks so much, John. Back to this conversation about, you know, what took place yesterday in Minneapolis. And, you know, I'm getting texts and people are saying, you know, yeah, people learn they get attention from being hated. People, they're not normal. You know, I'd like to know more about prescription medications that this person might have been on. He's transgender. She's transgender. I don't really care about all that. I just, you know, that's been kind of the dominant thing that people are focusing on. I think it's a, I had a long conversation about this in the 5 o'clock hour. If you want to go listen to that monologue, it was long. I spent probably 20 minutes talking about this at 5:10 and 15 minutes. And you can, you know, more full thoughts there. But I think basically what we all want when these things happen is we want to feel like we can explain it, we have power over it, we can prevent it. If we can identify what caused it, then we can, you know, feel safe that it wouldn't happen to us or that we would be able to take some action to alleviate the evil. And basically all of that is very normal and very misguided. You can't fix it. You can't probably prevent it because evil takes all kinds of shapes. You might be able to do some things that might reduce the chance of something happening, but, you know, evil is done on a small scale and a large scale every day in the world. And, you know, look, this guy happened to be raised a Catholic. He happened to be a redhead. He happened to be transgender. He happened to hate Jews. He happened to, which is the causal factor? I don't know. He happened to hate Trump. He happened to like guns. What's the causal factor? He happened to have an interest in these former mass shooters. I don't know that any of those is the causal factor. Some of the brief things that I've looked at are, I mean, it's just sociopathy. It's just, there's no explaining it. Just evil. You know, he killed two people and wounded 17. How many tens of thousands of people has Vladimir Putin killed and wounded and maimed? How many children? How many moms? How many, you know, well, Andrew, that's not the same. Okay, I know. But Vladimir Putin's a white guy. Vladimir Putin's a, you know, Eastern Orthodox. He's got access to weapons that are disgustingly far more terrifying, and he's done great evil. Evil is done by people that, you know, Rwandan genocide, killing people because they were the wrong kind of black. You know what? Evil happens. It's a world full of evil. And feeling like if we understand it better, we can kind of feel like we're in control and it's not a threat to us, it's always a threat to you. There's always things that can happen. You know, well, he should have been parented better. he even says in his one of his, you know, he writes this letter to his parents, I'm so sorry, this is going to hurt you, which is such a crazy thing for somebody who's about to kill people to say. But that's what he said. You know, and you didn't raise me wrong. I'm not sure he's in the best position to judge that, but, you know, these seem like great people by anything you can tell at a distance. You know, God is far more capable as a parent. God is far more knowledgeable, is far more powerful. His kids occasionally do bad things too. You know, we want an explanation. Americans uniquely, I think, have a desire, because we are so powerful and capable historically, impotence terrifies us, which is pretty normal as a psychology for a superpower. We think we can do anything. That can be good. We think we can shape everything. That can be good. But it also leads us to feeling like, you know, how dare you do something that I don't understand and can't prevent? You know, there's kind of that feeling of we should have power. We just don't have the kind of power that we want to have. It shows up in nature. It shows up with fires and tornadoes and hurricanes. It shows up in people who will do the unexpected, sometimes amazingly good things. That's true, too. People do amazingly good things all the time. Millions of people today are going to do acts of kindness for neighbors and strangers and friends and coworkers that are never going to make the news. And they're unexpected. You'd kind of, if you knew them, you'd be like, you did that, Jeff? You know? The world is unpredictable because people are unpredictable. And none of this is meant to make it okay. Nothing can make it okay. I just want you to think about these things in a way that is maybe a little more honest than we often do. And, you know, I'm not going to lean into the very common thing taking place in broadcasting right now, which is all the lurid details and the clips of the kids talking. I know there was one in the setup clip from, you know, earlier, but that was, you know, because that's what the news had. We just get so wrapped up in what happened in Minneapolis. And, you know, what matters in your life is how kind are you to your kids today, or how much you discipline them today out of kindness, right? And do you go to work and do a good job and serve the clients that your business serves? And there are so many times where this kind of stuff captures us and sickens us and depresses us. And that's a normal reaction to us being forced to deal with the kinds of horrors that we shouldn't have to deal with all the time, but are just true. And so if it feels to you like I'm not giving an answer, I'm not. I wouldn't pretend to. I don't have one. Even as a Christian who believes that faith in God gives me the ability to go on the air in the morning and go from talking about a couple of kids being killed by a madman and then to joke around about, you know, Austin Powers movies and, you know, music that we like. I think that's born of having faith that, you know, ultimately God's in control. But him being in control doesn't mean that everything goes the way I think it's going to go, because it certainly does not. So if that's a roundabout way of saying, you know, hey man, pray more. You know, God's still on the throne today. He was yesterday. He still is today. That's not going to give you what you want all the time. That's not how the deal works. But that's how I deal with it. And I have great sympathy. If you don't find any solace in that, I understand. And if you do, great. You know, I think it works for everybody, but, you know, it hasn't yet worked for many. I'll just put it that way. John, you're kind of a theologian, you know? You have opinions on this? You want to add anything?
No.
Okay.
You were right.
All right, fair enough.
I mean, you have said everything I was thinking.
Yeah, it's just, it's a horrible, terrible world. It's also an amazing, beautiful,
right,
fascinating world. There you go.
And God is in control.
That's it. 7:55 on News Radio 92.3, John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29, experiencing about a 10 to 12 minute delay in that area. I-10 westbound as you approach the I-110 overpass to get you to I-110, seeing about a 10 to 12 minute delay in that area. Also, 98 westbound approaching the Garcelon Point Bridge. I'm saying about a 12 to 14 minute delay through that construction zone. Other than that, We look good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Head over to Bamboo Willie's on the Pensacola Beach Boardwalk for their annual music festival and bathtub races. The fun starts at noon this Sunday with Bangarang Peter, bathtub races at 2, with proceeds going to the Pensacola Beach Elementary School. Then Edgewood Heavy at 3:30, fireworks at 8, and then the Dirty Fridays hit the stage. Also, check out the local artists in the amphitheater stage for more live music. That's all this Sunday at Bamboo Willie's on the Pensacola Beach Boardwalk.
The Big Bamboo!
Lexus, BMW, Jaguar.
Where is the best place to take your vehicle for service and repair? That, my friend, is Matrix Auto Service, the future of auto service.
Porsche, Mercedes, Land Rover.
Their expert technicians provide top-notch service and repairs to all makes and models. At Matrix Auto Service, they pride themselves on transparency, honesty, and customer satisfaction with their number one goal, getting you back on the road quickly and safely. Matrix Auto Service, 5675 North Davis Highway.
Like what you hear?
Give us your feedback by filling out our News Radio Listener Advisory Board survey. Just go to our website, newsradio923.com, and fill it out.
Simple.
News Radio 923.
Look, there is no right and wrong. There's only fun and boring.
You know, that line from Hackers is, prescient, right? That's kind of the mindset sometimes that these folks have. It's just nihilism.
Right.
It's nothing matters. It's just fun and boring. You say, well, that's why we shouldn't have movies like that. Oh, yeah. I mean, okay, sure. If you have a culture that propagates nihilism and lack of concern, lack of respect for authority, lack of love of people, that's true, too. Okay, so we need to have better movies than TV. Yeah, duh.
Right.
But...
How many years have they been saying that, though?
Right. I know lots of people who play lots of violent video games and are the most delightful people. I know lots of people who've watched the most horrible movies and are the most delightful people. It's you want to make it like everything's this cause-effect relationship, and it's not like that. It's really not. At best, it's soft cause and effect. It's sort of nudges, and nudges matter, and culture matters, but... if only we had better movies, you'd have better, society. Well, there's been horrific things forever. And, even this nostalgia for some golden age of America when we had the Hays Code and media, there was all the awful stuff then, too. Different shaped awful stuff, but pretty awful stuff, too. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Google warning 2.5 billion Gmail users to change their passwords after a significant amount of successful hacker intrusions. The tech giant putting out a warning this week advising Gmail users to be on high alert for suspicious activity. The Trump administration is proposing a 4-year limit on the amount of time student visa holders can stay in the U.S. The Department of Homeland Security said Wednesday that the proposed rule would put a limit on certain foreign visas. It's aimed at curbing what the administration says is abuse of the student visa system. And Andrew, apparently ever since Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift told the world that they are getting married, sales of Kelce's football jersey have been through the roof. The power couple's Tuesday announcement saw sales spike by over 200%.
The Kelce Swift jersey, hyphenated soon to come.
Right.
Or maybe he just goes full Swift. Maybe
he's
Travis
so?
Swift. I mean, she's the dominant economic force in that relationship, cultural force in that relationship, maybe. Maybe they go that way to, be modern. Do you think she ditches her name and goes with, Taylor Kelce?
I doubt it. I highly doubt it.
Yeah. We'll see. Be interesting if she did.
Mm-hmm.
Be very interesting if she did. All right, we'll be back.